But abuse by Savile is, of course, not the only ongoing investigation. The government's overall inquiry into how state institutions handled allegations of abuse over the last 40 years has been the subject of huge controversy before it's even begun.
I would like to make a statement on the independent panel inquiry into child abuse.
On Monday, the Home Secretary was forced to apologise for failings. In an attempt to fix previous mistakes, today the Home Affairs Select Committee consulted a group of survivors. They now say they will boycott the inquiry unless the current panel is changed.
It was unanimous in the room that we will not cooperate with the inquiry in any way, shape or form. We will boycott the inquiry.
Unless the panel changes.
This is not survivors being unreasonable and scuttling this process. We are all wanting this inquiry to go ahead. There is no point in having an inquiry of this magnitude if it's not fit for purpose.
For years they stayed silent. Now survivors of abuse are determined they will be listened to.
Fatima Manji reporting. Now we've all seen images.